Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, despite being relatively new to the Building, Construction and Timber Industries Employees Union family, Prince's Landscape displays a progressive attitude in promoting the three Ws, namely wages, welfare and work prospects. Currently, the company's in the midst of adopting the three tripartite standards, namely flexible work arrangements, recruitment practices and grievance handling. So it comes as no surprise that they've also received a plaque of commendation at this year's NTUC May Day Awards. But with COVID-19 upending all semblance of normality, how has this landscape design and installation specialist been holding up? And how is it taking care of its people? We find out more from Bernie Lowe, who's general manager at Prince's Landscape. Bernie, thanks for joining us today.
Hello.
Happy to have you. First up, congratulations on the award. What does the award mean to you?
First off, I thank NTUC for this award. It is truly an honor and privilege to win this award. Of course, I would think that this award represents that our organization is on the right track with respect to the labor movement in Singapore. Nevertheless, I do believe there are many companies out there in Singapore that deserve this award too.
We talked about how you were already in the midst of having that sort of progressive attitude with regard to wages and taking care of your people and flexi work arrangements and such. It wasn't something that, COVID-19 hit and you had to pivot to start thinking about, right? You had already started.
Prior to COVID-19, in my organization, I do have a career progression plan for all employees. In a nutshell, we do encourage lifelong learning that we will put, how their package will be determined through a number of trainings that they have attended. During the circuit breaker, of course, things we'll have to put on hold on certain matters, but we still continue to cultivate training. Just to share, we conducted various training, online training, which was sponsored by the company via NTUC Learning Hub. Interestingly, this is the first time I also attended a training with the company. We'll be attending training such as like Production Data Act, go through training in terms of people management. To date, we have already conducted almost 5,500 hours worth of training. Yeah.
Initially, though, when COVID-19 impacted the business, how did you react? How did Prince's Landscape react?
I believe it came to a shock to many companies, not just mine, because we had plans in terms of expansion, investment. COVID-19 came and everything has to be, put on hold. First thoughts, I believe the situation will not be improving anytime soon. While it will stabilize, I do not expect a V-shaped recovery. We need to ensure that the company is able to sustain its overhead operations, protect as many jobs as possible, and navigate through this challenging period.
How are you able, though, to keep your people? Also with the company's best interests at heart, right? It was a challenging thing. We also heard something like over 8,000 companies folded sometime in either March or April. I can't really remember. So those are sobering figures. How did you manage to manage everything, so to speak?
First off is communication. We have to give the brutal facts to all our employees. Looking at the situation, looking at how revenues will decline, we need to act on certain cost-cutting measures. But of course, these are our true one-to-one engagement with every employee that's affected. We are protecting all our jobs. We are not going through drastic layoffs. We want to keep everybody as much as possible. So a key focus will be the redeployment of certain areas, business units. They are, especially in the construction segment, they are still waiting to be restarting. So we will be redeploying the resources to other areas that's needed most, like, for example, landscape maintenance segments. And recently, we do see a trend in terms of e-commerce. Our online Prince's Landscape online shop is picking up, increased orders for plant deliveries to homes. So we are doing this redeployment to reallocate our resources to the business units that require it most.
That's encouraging to hear. And the support granted by the government through waivers and rebates, that's been okay so far, holding off some of the drastic measures that might be needed in the future?
I will appreciate, of course, the grant come in very, very, at a very critical time. Definitely helped the company. Deeply appreciates all the support the government has provided during this period. It would be unimaginable if the support did not exist. Massive layoffs will be in inevitable. But nevertheless, the company itself, we look internally. We cannot be solely dependent on government support. We too are looking at areas of productivity improvements and cost optimization.
Mm. We're speaking with Bernie Low, who's general manager at Prince's Landscape. Talk to us about some of the other things your affected workers have been going through or undergoing at the NTUC Learning Hub. You talked about project management and a few other things, but one would imagine as a landscape artist, it'd be difficult to, I suppose, online learn about landscaping.
They're in the Learning Hub, they do not have, in terms of this domain knowledge, they do not have online classes for this, but what they do have is a little bit more, you know, holistic. We talk about people management, we talk at customer service. So these are additional skill sets that I believe it benefits our people as well. And from the response I get, they enjoy the training. Of course, to be honest, online training it's not, you know, it's different than classroom based training. We do experience teething issues during the initial period, but I do admire the trainer as well. I think their patience. I think subsequently the training experience was very much improved.
What about for the workers who don't have access to technology, for example?
Mm-hmm. For workers that do not have access to technology, like, for example, laptops, or they are not comfortable in online training settings, what we do is we redeploy them, first off, to new business units, and we have internal on-job training modules that will be given to them. So it's a structured form of training. It's on-site training, whereby they do learn new stuff, okay, and they do see that, okay, they pick up new skills, and I think this is going to be very beneficial. Going forward, the situation will be very, very dynamic. Therefore, we believe this agility of redeploying our manpower resources is very crucial.
What's the team been telling you through all this time, how they've been reacting, how they've been holding up?
First off, yeah, they miss going back to the office.
I can imagine. Or being in the great outdoors.
That's right, that's right. Yeah, for example, in my company, I'm putting working from home as default. Unless absolutely necessary, I would not expect our team to be going back to the office. Mm. And of course, this will mean that, you know, they are working day and night in their own space. They miss their colleagues. They miss having lunch with their colleagues, chit-chatting. But my message to them is we have to endure. It's not going to be permanent, but we have to do our part to ensure that this situation is under control. The safe distancing measure has to be complied, because nobody will want another circuit breaker. Mm. So we are doing our part. In fact, we have already started this since April. Most of the team, they are pretty used to it. We still conduct our meetings through online. Work is being carried out. I think there's some productivity loss, definitely, but it's not drastic as one would imagine.
Bernie, going forward, arguably, some may say that, you know, plant displays and landscaping might not be so essential. Mm-hmm. So new contracts for those kinds of things, plant displays and other services, will probably still see a decline. Yeah. How are you going to hold up?
I've mentioned we have a few business units. Our plant displays and plant rental will see a sharp decline in this segment. In fact, our landscape implementation projects will also see a soft recovery. The market is still grappling with the effects of COVID-19. So many of our customers will be conscious in their expenditures. Cash is king, especially during this period. They will want to hold off unnecessary expenses. But we are not giving up. We are looking at other areas of opportunities. Like, for example, I've mentioned e-commerce. This is one area that we are looking at of investing in. And prior to this, it is a small business unit, but we are seeing this potential. We are investing in that. Separately, we are looking into more innovation in terms of irrigation, whereby reliance of manpower is reduced. So it's not all doom and gloom, the situation. We do see bright spots in certain segments, and we are just refocusing our attention to these bright spots.
Also, according to a report by the United States-based recruitment firm Manpower Group, Bernie, the labour market here is showing signs of strain as businesses put off recruitment amid the uncertainty brought about by COVID-19. Has Prince's Landscape's recruitment plans been affected as well?
Actually, we are still recruiting, we are recruiting for gardeners. This is one area that we are actively engaging our gardeners, you know, trying to recruit them into the company. We do see potential in this area. Of course, when we talk about executive levels, we are putting a hold on this, whereby, you know, trying to streamline our processes. But in terms of operation areas, we do see demands in certain pockets, and these pockets are still vacant. happen whereby my HR are still frantically trying to get replacements. Yeah, it's a happy problem. Yes, of course, with the gig economy going on, I think this is a separate situation that we have to manage the expectations of candidates that we bring into our organization.
All right, we wish you the best of luck, Bernie Lowe, General Manager at Prince's Landscape. Thanks for joining us today, Bernie.
Thank you, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.